And I got something else to say.
Other, of course, than the weatherman, I have been told that I look like Abraham Lincoln recently with the beard. And I want to look like Drake.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather or not.
And good morning, Prince George, and good afternoon, Winnipeg. I'm Joey Only. This is the Meteorological Report. You're hearing us on CFER 88.7 FM Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. You're hearing us in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM on Mondays noon. Show does repeat in Prince George on Tuesday at 4 p.m. So you can always tune in. If you liked it so much, you can just tune right back in. This is the Meteorological Report. What is meteorology? Well, that's a thing that Frankie McDonald and I invented, and we got a team of our own sort of scientists on it. It's a study of comedy and meteorology, because the weather is funny stuff, man. The weather's funny business, and this show's about how much the weather sucks in Canada. It's your show to complain and learn about all the different things that have been going on. And we have lots of headlines this week. Of course, we had the Duro show go through Ontario, which had 130 kilometer an hour winds. I'm pretty sure Gabriel Berardo is going to come on here to talk about it sometime this evening. We got Brandon Houck back after 2 weeks. He's going to talk to us about the Alberta weather, possibly Friday severe storms and whatnot in Alberta. It's the 26th, the Thursday that we're recording this, the 26th of May. It's the last show we'll be making in May. You'll be hearing us on the 28th in Prince George and the 30th in Winnipeg. So don't look to us necessarily for up-to-date weather news, but this is sort of your show about what's all happened and what may be to come. We also have Frankie McDonald in with us, who's walking around in the parking lots of Sydney, Nova Scotia. Frankie McDonald, how you doing this week? Frankie,
the weatherman. I'm doing great so far. How did you hear about that? It's been going to bring lots of rain all across the eastern United States this Friday and Saturday. It's going to bring lots of rain in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec with Bonaventure, Quebec with Monica in Ontario. It's going to bring lots of rain in Newfoundland. It's going to bring lots of rain in Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria, Seattle, Portland right now. And California's going to bring so much fires this summer coming.
I did see that there's a weather warning in effect for all along the especially the north side of the St. Lawrence River there for rainfall warning this and as well there's
under rainfall warning where Monica is at.
The other special weather statement that's going on right now in Canada is in the Peace region, where heavy rainfall may happen over the next couple of days into the weekend, possibly ending Saturday night. Frankie, how you been doing personally? What's going on in your world?
It's going great so far in Sydney, Nova Scotia these days. I'm doing really well so far. And did you hear about that? Over in New York, Australia, New Zealand's getting really, really cold. As right now, temperatures have gone below freezing in Queenstown, New Zealand, because their meteorological winter starts on June 1st. Their astronomical winter starts on June 21st. It's been a lot of rain down Amazon rainforest. A lot of rain on thunderstorms in Brazil, Amazon rainforest, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, in Central America, and Bolivia, and up around India. It will be in the monsoon season. So it was so hot in India. People were suffering in India and Pakistan because it's so hot there. Even in China, spring, a lot of rain in Hong Kong and Vietnam, Laos, and Thailand, and Philippines, and all these places. And Cambodia bringing a lot of thunderstorms and rain. Even Taiwan, it's going to get in the rainy season soon. And Japan will be getting so much rain in our summer. Over in the United Kingdom and the rest of Europe, warm air, cold air, fighting each other with chance of showers and things like this.
In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica.
Right now, down in Antarctica, it's 24-hour darkness in Antarctica. As of right now, like your Antarctic research stations, like SOPO research stations, Amundsen Scott SOPO research station, Starco, 24 hours right now. Up in the Arctic, North Pole is 24-hour daylight right now.
It must be getting cold down in Antarctica.
Olivier is on his way to Alaska.
But it's springtime in Alaska. It's 40 below.
And right now, Joel Stover is in Fort Edward Prairie, Manitoba, heading towards another town after that.
I seen that he's at a pub or something like that, and there's some sort of a band set up, but I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know if we're going to see Joe Stover in this episode or not, but he's taking
the band. Once the band is over, he travels to the next town.
He's up and down on that VIA rail train all the time. He's in Winnipeg one week. He's in Churchill, Manitoba the next week. He's in Winnipeg the next week. You just never really keep up with how much that guy's going back and forth.
That's Noel's online.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Noel. Frankie, while we have you, can you tell us about the weather in Africa this week?
They're going to bring a lot of thunderstorms in. A lot of thunderstorms in Africa and rain in Congo, DR Congo, Uganda, and all these places. Nigeria will be getting in rainy season soon. There will be so much rain in Ghana and in Nigeria and all these places, causing tropical waves crossing across Africa and coming off the east in late August and September. That's their rainy season. And then it's going to drive all the tropical waves that can cause tropical storms heading for Texas and eastern United States and Florida, even Ontario.
Frankie, what's going on in Russia this week?
Over in Russia is not very good. Finland and Russia are under attack. Finnish soldiers are fighting, training. They're doing exercises just in case the Russians attack Finland. It's really getting really, really hot. So much fires going on in Siberia lately. So much fires going on in Siberia, burning a lot of trees down. They're cutting a lot of trees down in Amazon rainforest and jungles, heating up the planet.
How about the Ukraine, Frankie? How's the weather there been?
Right now, it's getting warmer in Ukraine as of right now, and thunderstorms and showers and things like this. Here comes the story of the
hurricane. Is there any tropical disturbances on the planet Earth right now?
It's going to head towards Caribbean next week. It's going to head towards Cuba and Florida and all these places. And there's a tropical disturbance in west coast of Mexico right now.
Any chance they'll turn into hurricanes?
Don't know. It could be a Pacific hurricane.
Be pretty early in the year if that happened. I don't know what the earliest ever storm was, but I would think pretty early is when we're talking May, June. Frankie, what's going on in outer space this week?
A lot of asteroids are up in the sky right now. There's three Russian astronauts been there for 69 days.
Tonight's forecast, a chance for severe storms. And if a tornado tries to show its ugly face anywhere, I will be there to protect you. You don't believe me? I will go out there with a bicycle chain and a sledgehammer, and I will fight it to the death for you, because that's what we do here at Storm Team.
I've been waiting for this storm all my life.
Gabriel Berardi, are you there?
Yes. Yes. Hello.
I know you have to get up at 5:30 in the morning to get to work, so we want to talk to you briefly and quickly, but I want to hear
some
of the story of the Ontario Duro show last week. And those extreme winds and some of the tornadoes, there were some fatalities. Can you just tell us
the ratio? Anybody who doesn't live in Ontario,
tell them what the story was.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, there actually was more, there was a lot more energy than modeled, like a lot more. And it was, of course, because the front kind of like, stalled over parts of the province, I guess, and it just kind of like stalled. Then it just like, you know, it moved in at peak heating, right? Like the perfect timer, like the perfect front. Then you had a cluster of thunderstorms moving its way in from the south, moved its way in southeast, went through like the peak heating. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, like there was like a lot of there was a lot of things going up in the sky, let's say, that just made this thing happen. But though, okay, but this thing was like rare, like really, really, really rare. Okay. I mean, moved from Windsor all the way to Ottawa, and it did damage from London all the way to Ottawa. I could at least say damage. Winds in the city of Toronto, but of course, Toronto Pearson Airport, measured at 121 kilometers per hour. That's like I think that was a record breaker for the windiest day in May, actually. Then you, of course, look at like places in southern Ottawa. They had a big micro burst or of course a down burst of all winds at the surface of actually 190 kilometers
per hour. That is, and of course, there wasn't any tornado. They have, of course, said that it was a big downburst of wind. So, I mean, it wasn't, usually you would think it would be an EF1, maybe an EF2, but I mean, it actually wasn't. It was actually a big, like, those, like, speeds. Basically, that is Category 3 hurricane strength at, like, the wind at the surface for probably around 15 minutes, I want to say. So that did, like, huge amount of damage there. Then looking at, like, photos, this, like, this whole entire line moved in with, I mean, at least 120 to 130 kilometers winds from about London to maybe Ottawa, let's say. Well, it just, and it, of course, killed 10 people. Sadly, of course, what they, of course, did is, well, they issued a severe thunderstorm warning, but on a amber alert type system. So then you would like hear that thing on like your phone, right? But I mean, still, what of course people are saying is that we should have them on like the NWS has it, right? Like you have it on the radio, right? And everything like that. Like, so then you could actually, more and more people are actually like, you know, notice of this thing, or of course any like, you know, severe weather in the future. And I mean, like, also a fun like fact with this also too, I mean, this storm went through almost half of Canada's population, almost I think half. I think I saw maybe somewhere at like 40%, I think, of Canada's population, 40 or 41% of our country's population got actually hit with this. So I mean, that was of course nuts. This is last time I think we had one of these in the province was in 1999, I'm pretty sure. But like the rare track of this, like you never ever see it slice through the province going like through Toronto, London, Ottawa, like such like a rare track and everything like that. And you could even see photos of like there were photos of trees and power lines and even cars like flip like right over. But though there actually was a EF2 confirmed in one I think part of the province. There actually was a EF2, so that was our first one of those of the year. And this is just like such a crazy storm, or like it was like such like a crazy storm to witness, because you had just tons of, I think that the last time I checked, it was like 500,000 people were without like power or something like that, or like somewhere heard almost like 1 million people were without power. So I mean, people were also without power, like, you know, thousands for like 2 to 3 days. So this thing was like worse than anybody would have thought it was. And it was not modeled, by the way. Only like one model run actually was the closest to getting this right. Rest of them, none of them got it right. This thing just happened, came out of nowhere, and it was one of the worst weather events in Canada throughout the recent years, sadly. But it was like just shocking. It was extremely shocking. Like I've never seen anything like it.
My mother's place that had trees down on her hydro lines in Eastern Ontario, before the system moved into Ontario, it came up through Michigan, and on Friday afternoon, the town of Gaylord, Michigan, 44 people were injured there when an EF3 tornado with estimated winds of 150 miles per hour touched down that afternoon. So 25,000 people without power there. That system then moved up into Ontario. And I guess the last EF3 strength tornado hit the lower Michigan area was back in 1990s. So there you go. Quite a story, yes. We also still have Brandon on too, so I don't want to. He's also got to get up super early. So then I'm trying to weigh who do I talk to first about what, because I got such great stories, great headlines, and everyone's got to get up so early. What's the score? What's the
we're in the first one period so far? It was a great goal.
How much time has gone?
At least I'd say 5-10 minutes so far. Yeah.
Well, here's hoping Calgary doesn't get beaten. Now, I really hate to see the Oilers do well. It would break my heart. That so we've had
any other team. Yeah, Avalanche. It's up 3-2.
Tonight's forecast, we've got storms way out west, and that probably means you're all going to die. Your 7-day forecast coming up right after this.
Could be worse. Has been worse. Well, because you guys are dragging me down. You guys keep... Well, every time I get done with the 7-day, you guys are like, oh... Gosh, every time, doesn't matter what time I come on, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, and then you expect me to be chipper for 5 straight hours. It's miserable.
Well, what are you supposed to
I want you guys to say, wow, that's great news, it's going to be 60 on Friday.
Yeah, but you said it's
going to
snow.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do, lie to you? I'll put 70 every day next time.
God. Thank you for your commitment.
Thank you. Mr. Davis appreciates it. He knows when to bundle up.
Yep.
Here's some wind. Here's some temperature. 20s. Feels like 19 or feels like 70. I don't know. 47, partly cloudy. Southwest breeze 10 to 15. Here's a 60. I don't know if that's good enough for you guys. Get excited. Maybe I'll disappoint you with the 7-day here in a few minutes.
Ooh.
Hopefully I don't choke on popcorn here.
So we had... a bunch of unsettled days in BC, not producing anything too exciting or significant, but enough to sort of send some stuff over the mountains towards you. And you may have now, looking tomorrow for Friday, the 27th of May, possibly some sour weather, Brandon.
Yeah, well, actually, we had our first last week. Actually, we had our first a couple severe thunderstorm warnings get issued, kind of pulse-like storms with a little hail here and there. And I think Manitoba today had a severe thunderstorm near Dauphin, Manitoba. So that was exciting. And we're still seeing that activity persist through the evening. And tomorrow we have a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from Hannah Coronation up to Lloydminster for tomorrow for hail about the size of Nichols and wind gusts up to 90 kilometers an hour. So it's going to get quite exciting over the next few days with the area of low pressure that's going to be moving, sweeping through quite quickly. Temperatures low to mid 20s. It's been very warm the last couple of weeks here, and we're going to see temperatures kind of slide back down below average. We actually had a pretty decent shot of rain last week as well, earlier last week. As we go into next week here, we'll continue to see a couple cool spells here and there, and we'll kind of hover around that seasonal average. So no significant warmth coming into our direction for the next little while as we go into the beginning of June. But it looks like kind of active here and there with showers and thunderstorms. And we could get another pretty good amount of rain in Manitoba where we don't need any more rain.
I see that.
I got something to say. That guy, Weather Bill, predicted a 2022 October megaquake. That Weather Bill predicted that.
There was a large earthquake in Peru and Bolivia today, Frankie. You know anything about that?
Yeah.
7.2 magnitude.
7.2
earthquake. So, I forgot that we have Noel here still too. So, Brandon, we have in the Peace Country today. System is going to start moving in. Sorry, on Friday, that's going to bring heavy rain all through the weekend. That's going to eventually move into northern Alberta at some point, I'm sure. What is the long range forecast looking like for Alberta for our listeners in Winnipeg and possibly for people in British Columbia?
Yes. So as we slide in the next week for southern portions of Manitoba, we will be dealing with the multiple systems coming in from the south, and we could be dealing with a couple of pretty good rounds of rain. And temperatures actually, as we go into next week, will be cooling down across the province of Manitoba. So you've also had some pretty pleasant temperatures this week and plenty of sunshine and drying conditions. So It's been a very good week across Manitoba until we got into today. Much cooler air mass takes over. So we'll see our temperatures kind of low to mid-teens, so nothing too cool, but cool enough, kind of just right around that average mark there. And then into British Columbia here, we've had this unsettled pattern with showers and thunderstorms and snow showers, higher elevations, and that looks to continue into the beginning of next week as well with the unstable atmosphere into the interior sections with more showers, the possible thunder showers. And even as we go towards the later stages next week, looks like we've got another system moving on to the coast section of BC, and that will produce the more unsettled conditions. So unsettled, below average is the name of the game for British Columbia.
When the period ends, do come back on and talk to us about the Brooks Bandits hockey run and what's been going on with that. I know you want to keep watching the Flames games. So Brandon Houck, the radio weatherman at Brooks, Alberta, 105.7 FM, the country radio station there. You're listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Only here on CFRA 88.7 FM and CKUW 95.9 FM. Hearing us in Prince George and Winnipeg, your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. So two volcano-related stories that have been going on. So the Hunga Tonga Hunga Pai volcano we've been reporting on the show. And have reported on my YouTube and went out as well, you know, like that's so huge of a deal. The Hunga Tonga Hunga Pai volcano is now officially the largest explosion ever recorded, and it reached the ionosphere. So that means it actually reached into outer space. Other thing regarding volcanoes in space, and I wish Imogen was on for this one because she would love this. The Sharkano eruption has been seen from space. So what's the Sharkano?
Oh, man.
So this is from AccuWeather. Dubbed the Sharkano, scientists found incredible footage of two species of sharks living within the volcano's crater, including hammerheads that can weigh anywhere between 500 and 1,000 pounds. The presence of these sharks, researchers wrote in an article, brought up new questions about the ecology of active submarine volcanoes and extreme environments in which large marine animals exist. Long story short, it erupted. So I don't know.
With sharks.
Yes.
Imogen would definitely love that.
The shark inhabitants found themselves in the middle of an eruption, with details yet to emerge about the safety of both the hammerhead species and the silky shark species that swim within the crater. NASA Landsat 9 is the only U.S. satellite with the mission of observing the global land surface at a moderate scale, showing both natural and human-induced change. So anyways, these eruptions have been going on since October 2021, off and on. So poor sharks at the Sharkano, they've been blown up. There's sharks everywhere, bits of them. One shark has become many. Noel, there's not much for sharks in Vancouver, but there is a lot of rain. How has been the weather this last little while? Good to see you.
Aside from today, we actually haven't had that much rain. The last week has been sunny and nice, and we have finally gotten to double digit temperatures, and spring has kind of arrived. Today it's been rainy and colder. I think it's 11 or 12 degrees right now, and we're supposed to see more rain throughout the weekend, and then we should hopefully see a return of the sun early next week with warmer temperatures and hopefully some nice weather when I go on tour next week.
Sounds good. Yes, you're going to be traveling all around British Columbia, Alberta. Get out and see some of the countryside. What were you going to say, Frankie?
Noel, we'll meet Brandon in person in Brooks, Alberta.
No, I won't be playing in Brooks, Alberta. I think the only Alberta dates I have are Calgary and Edmonton.
And did you hear about that? I got something to say. The fastest highway in the world is Autobahn. People can drive 420 kilometers per hour in the Autobahn.
Is that even real, though? Or is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the Autobahn has 420 sections that have no speed limit.
And did you hear about that? And I got something else to say. the fastest highway in North America is Texas State Highway 130 with 140 kilometer hour speed limit. That's 85 mile per hour speed limit.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
The highest speed limit in the world is 160 kilometers per hour. It's in between Dubai and United and Abu Dhabi. The fastest highway in Canada is Coquitlam Highway, 120 kilometers per hour in between Kamloops and Hope.
There's several stretches of the Coquihalla that are down to 60 kilometers an hour due to damage from the flooding last year. So there's not very many places on the Coquihalla you can do 120 kilometers anymore.
You can do it on Highway 97 south of 100 Mile House. Brennan Hoke has his hand up. Brennan Hoke, the period is over.
Sorry, yes, period's over, so I'll talk about Bandits hockey, because we're up, Calgary Flames up 1-0. Calgary definitely wants this game tonight, so it's a really, really good game on the television. Okay, so Bandits hockey here. We've had some incredible hockey. Bandits undefeated so far in this tournament. The Centennial Cup in Estevan, Saskatchewan. So we won the first game against L'Anjouel, Quebec there, and then we won another game against Red Lake Miners. The Red Lake Miners are going home now, which is too bad for them. And then another game, the Pickering Panthers, they came in tough, but they did not. The Bandits, they just
gave it to them. That's Jerome McGinley's old jersey.
That's Jerome McGinley. Actually, I don't think this is Jerome McGinley. I don't think this has a name on it, actually. So, yes, Jerome McGinley would be wearing this jersey tonight. Absolutely.
His number's retired at the Saddle Dome. They got number 12, Calgary Flames McGinley.
Yes, I watched that too. I think he's actually.
And Jerome McGinley will be in the Hockey for Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes. Great guy. Jerome McGinley.
I liked him.
Oh, yeah. So then the Bandits, we played Pickering Panthers, beat them 9-1. And then the last night game, so that was, we had a couple of games that started at noon, which was really nice, actually. Go in the station, kicked everybody out, and say, there's a hockey game on, get going here. So I, took over the station a couple times for the noon games there. And then last night was 7:30. And then the Power went out in the Estevan game, and they were on the ice playing hockey when the Power went out and the whole arena went pitch black. Luckily, nobody ran into each other or had any accidents there on the ice there, because that was quite a situation. And we were on the delay for about half an hour because there was no electrical activity going on at the time when thunderstorms. So definitely looking to that. But now the Brooks Bandits are on to the semifinal, which is on Saturday, which begins at 4 o'clock Mountain Daylight Time. We don't know who they're playing because we're still waiting to get through the quarterfinals. The other teams are still playing the quarterfinals. That's tomorrow. And the championship game is on Sunday. We'll find out who plays. I have a feeling Bandits will probably play the championship game on Sunday. So looking forward to that. And then that season's over, and then I'll be done with hockey, and I'll be on to storm season after that.
Storm season! Woo! And we have showing up right now Imogen into the studio, and that's good because I really
talked to her about that.
I wanted her to know.
Tell Imogen about the Sharkano.
The Kavachi volcano, the Sharkano.
Yeah, what the hell do y'all do?
Wait till you hear this.
Volcano erupting sharks.
He might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.
Okay, clarify. Were these lava infested sharks? Were they like that? Okay, did they come? Was there a hidden ecosystem within the volcano, such as those weird white crabs that live in those areas where there's pockets of ecology that get no light, and so all of the creatures down there are beyond albino? They're just, there's no color, there's no pigment. Did they come from there? Were these weird albino volcano sharks?
Well, no, they're hammerheads and things like that. But NASA captured images of a Sharkano. So it was these hammerheads were swimming around in the Kavachi volcano And the image was taken on May 14th by the operational Landsat Imager 2. It shows a plume of discolored water being emitted from the submarine volcano. So an eruption. And Kivachi was dubbed Sharkano after 2015 expedition to the site that the crater was an unlikely home to two species of shark, suggesting that large marine animals are able to exist in an extreme environment tolerating hot and acidic water.
Yeah, they are.
A scalloped hammerhead and silky sharks were among multiple fish species spotted living in the active volcano by researchers. To peer inside Kibachi's crater, the scientists deployed a baited drop camera to a depth of 164 feet. And then the volcano erupts almost continuously now, and it's sometimes referred to as Kibachi's oven. So,
wow.
There's lots of weird things going on there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you on two different devices?
Yeah, it's like an echo.
Yeah, which highway people do over 400 kilometers per hour?
Echo, make it stop.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
There's two images.
No one needs that.
Well. Joey, tell us about the weather in Wells.
It's Gabriel.
It's snow.
No, it's not me.
And rain. There were thunderstorms.
In other words, it's still winter there.
The ice is about to break on the lake finally. This unbelievable stretch of winter weather we had. Kathy Landry, who's in her 70s, says she's never seen the ice on the lake this late. Nobody has. It's been pure hell. Welcome to Wells. How is the weather in Victoria, Imogen?
It is characteristically lousy, unpredictable. 2 days ago, it was weirdly warm. It was quite hot out for a good 20, 35 minutes, and then it's just overcast and rainy. And then all of a sudden, it's bright and warm again, and then it's drizzling rain, and strangely enough, there are no clouds in the sky, but we were getting drizzled on. I suspected it was a flock of birds, but there were no birds going by. There was no one on the roof with a hose. It was confusing, to say the least. Right now, it's in the last half hour, it's become, well, moderately rainy, overcast, gray, bland.
It's bland.
It's bland. Everything
it's
is
bland.
It's either
gray and full of water.
It's either a tropical paradise. All right, now here's a fun fact about the area where I live. About a 2 hour drive from me up island, there's a place called Cathedral Grove. Now, for those of who, Joey, you are clearly a Star Wars fan. You remember that chase scene through the forest? They're whipping through the forest. This isn't like the first movie that was released or whatever. Can't remember what the hell it was called.
In Return of the Jedi?
Sure.
Yeah, I've never seen Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them all the way through. So, but I remember it was like the chase through the forest, like high speed car chase through the forest, but it's Star Wars style. That was filmed up island here.
No, it was not.
Cathedral Grove, man.
No, it was not.
It was too. Cathedral Grove.
It was filmed in California.
Cathedral Grove.
Incorrect. You're talking to a Star Wars buff. And I would know if anything was filmed in Canada. No, it was filmed in Northern California, as was the Ewok movies.
There were a lot of Star Wars buffs around here, and I've seen a lot of conversations where they're, you know, geeking out and whipping stuff at each other. And again, nerd fights are great. And one of the common subjects is the location of that scene. And yeah, so I like the idea that it wasn't, because I like the idea of not having geeky tourists stomping around in the forest. But one of the legends.
It was filmed at Cheatham Grove in Humboldt Redwoods National Park.
I feel like that one way better.
Cheatham, not Cathedral Grove. Cheatham Grove.
I also like the idea of Star Wars nerds being like completely wrong. So yeah. It is a piece of
well, now you can correct them and tell them that they were wrong.
Oh, I correct them erroneously all the time anyway. I mean, the number of times that I've told them that Jabba the Hutt's spot was filmed in their mama's house. And it's really, or it's really their Jabba the Hutt was really played by their wife in the shower. So
Cheatham Redwood Grove in Northern California. Nothing interesting has happened on the island is what you're trying to tell me. It's just bad weather.
Well, it's either a tropical paradise.
It's not a tropical paradise.
The rainforests here. You've seen some of the rainforest here. We've got areas that are tropical as anything, but then it's like, it's either tropical paradise or it's gray, bland, rainy, and miserable and boring.
Temperate rainforest is much different than tropical rainforest. The tropical rainforest. The wet tropical planted, rainforest.
Wet, planted, and infested with spiders and hippies.
Yeah.
I prefer to think of it as tropical because it really is. We have a lot of tropical flora and fauna here. There's a lot of crazy plants growing that...
A lot of good spots to go exploring.
Yeah. We've got some wild stuff here. Treasure hunting, plane crashes, all sorts of great stuff. This is an awesome area. Unless you're stuck
in the Victoria state. Also has a good grindcore scene.
It does. It does. I remember one of the first concerts I did photos at was Zuckus was playing. They were grindcore. I don't know if they're still around, but the drummer would go so hard and he wasn't doing proper breathing exercises and he would puke every show. It was glorious. That was half the novelty, was watching the drummer yak in the bucket beside him.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a few overkill and shooting spree shows. Yeah. Where Colin would puke on stage.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It's happening.
So, if we're going to talk about Victoria Grindcore, we need to talk about like how good Six Brew Bantha are and how they're a staple to the Victoria scene.
We're not really here to talk about Victoria Grindcore as much as I love Grindcore. That is one of my things, you know. But we are here to talk about the weather. But we are also here to talk a little bit about Imogen, your Ms. Health and Fitness magazine competition. What's the story with that right this week?
They are making the cuts to top five tonight. And I'm actually just about to check in because it's going to be pretty much any moment is when they do it. The timer was counting. Last time I looked, it was at the 2-hour mark before they made the cut. And then I just put my little doodad. Ah, ha ha. Advance to top five.
Nice.
Clarify, nope.
Very nice.
Yep, I just made the cut to top five. Woo! Within the last 10 minutes, they would have made that cut. So, thank you. There is 1 week of voting. Everyone with a Facebook account, the reason that they do it through Facebook is to verify that these are real people voting, not bots, anything, nothing like that. So unfortunately, it is limited to, you have to have a Facebook profile. Anyone who wants to vote can do one vote daily, absolutely free. If you want to do additional votes for anyone in the competition, I advise voting for myself. Ha ha ha. Screw you, competition. You can put a $10 donation in and that purchases 10 votes. All money goes to the Homes for Wounded Warriors, which is a project to help disabled veterans with accessibility in their homes. So things like grab bars in the shower, wheelchair ramps for those who need it. There's so many modifications to the home that if you're an able-bodied person, you don't think about. Not seen online, and because I haven't posted in a while, but I do have a series of support braces that I've had to wear because of my pursuit of fitness and the supplements I take and stuff like that. I've strengthened my body to not need them for a while, but I do have 9 separate support braces for problems with my joints, and so I have a little bit of an idea of what limited mobility is like, but nowhere near what some of those guys are dealing with. So it is a super solid project, and that's actually a big part of what got me involved with doing the competition. Grand prize is super cool, and I just love competition, but the charity aspect is a really big part of it as well. So that's what it's all about. It supports that, and blah, blah, blah. Vote for me.
Frankie, have you been voting for Imogen?
On the Imogen, that means indeed you're here with that. And then I did that. I was going to do that soon if I voted. If I didn't vote, I'll do voting.
I'll provide you with the votes for Imogen.
That was a very clear answer.
I'll drop the link into the conversation thread. And then when this is posted on YouTube, I'll put that in the comments as well. I'm not big on spamming it anywhere. If you're okay with that, I'll put it in just in the comments or whatever. So if anyone, you know, wants to check that out, it is also in the bio on my profile, on my Facebook profile. So rather than just rattle off the whole thing, my name is Imogen Bailey. My nickname on Facebook is Cookie. So look me up. I'm easy to find. And the link to vote is in my bio. And I just made it.
Or you can, you can also Google Ms. Health and Fitness, Imogen Bailey, and you will find the voting site there. And I don't think I voted yet today, but I guess I don't have to today because you qualified for number five.
I'm in the top five. I just made it to the top five in the group rounds. The next part is that they will only be taking, so we're still in the group rounds portion of it. They will, for the next part, 7 days from now, the only people advancing will be in the number one position from groups. And that's how they get rid of so many more hundreds of competitors. So if I'm not in first place when this round of voting wraps up, then I am out of the competition, and this is where it gets really rough. So, yeah, curious to see what happens. Thank you. I've got a lot of weights to lift and a lot of photos to post online of progress because I've been really weak with that so far this time around. Well, that's good change.
People can drive 490 kilometers per hour on the Autobahn in Germany.
Yeah, they can.
If they have a car that goes that fast.
Do they drive a rocket car, Frankie?
It's a race car. It's a Bugatti.
That's right.
Could I drive on that, Howard, Frankie? I just got my G2 today.
Congratulations.
On the Autobahn, wondering in the future, people can drive 900 kilometers per hour, even 1,000 kilometers per hour in the Autobahn someday.
Gabriel Berardo.
Finally. I thought that I would be like SpongeBob for like 20 years and never have a license. I thought that I would be keep going for tests. But though, I mean, hey, you remember when I came on the show and I said I got my G1 and I was all like happy? Well, I mean, then now I got this and now just like that's like mostly kind of it. Where did Frankie go? Probably his Wi-Fi glitched up. But anyway, Frankie, I guess, wasn't interested in what I was saying, but it's fine. he doesn't have a car, so he's no. He doesn't. I actually had a serious question. Does like Frankie like drive? I asked him that before, but I don't think that he answered or like he asked. Does he drive? I should ask him that.
I don't believe Frankie drives.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Yeah, I know. He said that he gets like driven by somebody, but like I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's an easy question.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabriel, I got a question.
Yeah.
So with your beard, I mean, I'm digging the Amish Sasquatch thing you got going on here. Can you braid it like crazy Coolio braids? Lots of weird little tiny shorty braids sticking off like little tarantula legs.
I like could if I probably wanted to, but like a little bit like longer. No, I don't do that. I got to get it like fixed this weekend. It's looking like Abraham Lincoln. I don't want to look like that old, you know, and I don't want to look like a president either. Like I want to, other of course than the weatherman, I have been told that I look like Abraham Lincoln recently with the beard. And I want to look like Drake.
Okay, so cool. I mean I got to fix it.
Abraham Lincoln.
Coolio braids would fix it. Do Coolio braids. Totally.
So here's a pro tip for you in case you have some more severe weather come through Ontario, Gabriel.
Yeah.
In the event of a tornado or other such natural disaster, place wieners and or cheese slices in your pockets so that the search dogs will find you first.
Yeah.
Carry dog treats.
That is a great tip.
If it's a disaster with fire, the rescue dogs will enjoy a tasty treat before they move on to the next corpse.
Oh, all right. Or I could just
that's the way to show some appreciation for the time they put in rescuing people.
Or I could always just call you, Joey, if there's like a fire here, you know, like you fly here in your little plane or something like that, and like you come with your friends and like you put out the fire, and I'm just like videotaping Joey only. rare sighting fire in my backyard.
I may be on Ontario in the next couple of weeks, so you never know. You never know. But
oh, yeah.
I would maybe. I would hold out hope for your own fire department. That might be.
Maybe I could take you for a drive.
You are listening to the Meteorological Report on CFIR 88.7 FM, Winnipeg's CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Joey Only. This is your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada.
So we're going back to the Sharkano. I got to say, given the extremity of sharks' evolution, that we at one time had megalodons that could just like eat whales and like aquatic dinosaurs. I mean, they were aquatic dinosaurs.
They were like bigger than like school buses, like big, like they were bigger than school buses. Thinking about that makes me scared of what is like actually in the ocean. They still haven't found yet, cause like they only know 5% of the ocean. 5%. That's it. 5%.
I like to think there's a swarm of Megs just like patrolling the Mariana Trench. That would be super cool.
Honestly, the magnitude
of what sharks were and are and the whole scope of them. Is anyone surprised that we would have like sharks thriving in an acidic, molten environment? Is anyone shocked by this?
Well, they were probably shocked when the darn thing blew up.
Hurling sharks all over the world. Like, I love sharks. I have pet sharks. Most sharks are like kind of vegetarian, or they're like catfish. Most sharks are actually like they're little. They're only a few inches in length. But still, most sharks are really gentle and neat little fishes. But
well, except for Jaws.
Well, yeah. I want a pet great white. I think that'd be cool. I'm like Boopa's nose.
I don't know what your landlord would say about that.
Well, if I'm bringing a shark of that size into my apartment, I'm not telling a lot of people. I'm sneaking it in, possibly in pieces.
You're that shark. You're just trying to get into my house and eat me again.
No, ma'am. I'm just a dolphin.
Land shark.
So, I know.
One of the first costumes I got for Morbo was a shark. He's actually got two shark outfits, and the land shark skit was one of the first ones that was one of the first plays that he was in. He was the land shark. I knocked on the door and held him up to the peephole.
Are there ever sharks seen in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Frankie?
Some of it. It's regular sharks.
What kind of sharks?
The lifeguard will let people know if he has a lifeguard or dog. The dog will sense sharks long before the shark approaches.
What kind of sharks do you have? Have you have great white sharks there?
My dog be white.
The dog notifies. The dog barks because the shark is coming.
So, Joey, I don't mean to bring this up, but what did you think about like the Leafs and like how like they played this year in the playoffs? I thought it was different. Even if they still didn't get past the first round, I'm not like mad at it because I think that they could have made it to the finals. But hey, sometimes stuff just happens, and what else could you say, right? I don't know.
I think they put a pretty good season in. They had lots of players who set records. They set team records, like coaching records. They came up against. They're in the toughest division. I mean, Toronto teams find this over and over again in every sport. They find themselves in the toughest division and then have to battle out of that. You look at, the Oilers having to play. Now, Calgary is a pretty good team, but they've had to go up against Calgary. They've had to go up against, Los Angeles Kings or Dallas.
The
quality of competition that they're up against, right? So the West and the East are vastly different. Every team in the East that made the playoffs had over 100 points this year. So there's a lot of really good hockey clubs in the East and a lot of really bad ones, right? So, it's a crapshoot. Could they have won that series? Yeah. Is Tampa Bay still slightly better team? Probably. Should they or everyone freak out about it? No, I think the Leafs are doing the right things. I don't think that I think we'll see either Nylander or Kerfoot get traded eventually because their value is very high right now. I think that when their next contracts come up, the value that those players will sign for is beyond what the Leafs can pony up for. So I think it's better to get some pieces back now. I think that's how they're going to make some cap space. I don't know what's going to happen for goaltending. I hope Justin Hall is gone. I hope the Vancouver Canucks keep Boudreaux. I hope that the Oilers get beaten out by Calgary, but it's not looking very good. And yeah, I hope Nazem Kadri has a stellar finish to the
I'm also cheering for the Flames. I'm also, of course, cheering for the Flames, and they like just scored. I mean, hey, I mean, like, you never know. Pittsburgh blew a 3-1 lead, but I mean, hey, they also, of course, lost like one of the most like biggest players, I think, right, or something like that. Injury.
What's the score right now in Calgary?
2-0. And I am, of course, yeah. No, I'm sounding like Brandon now. Usually ask Brandon that type of question. You're asking me.
he's pretty glued in. I also, on this, because I'm doing this on my phone, because I can't seem to ever get video on my computer, which doesn't really matter for radio listeners, but if people, for those 50 people who watch my YouTube channel, the video version of the show, you can always do that, everybody. You can come see our faces. Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude. Tune in. Come to this. We can go to my YouTube channel, Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude. Find the show. Tune in. Join us. View it. Tell a friend. Support us. We're trying to grow this into something, you know, a little bit bigger and better than it was last year. That's what I'm trying to say about that. Well, we're almost out of time.
Yeah. Yup, and I almost stayed for the whole show, which is fine. So,
Your 3 minutes has turned into. Are you gonna rap for us?
I don't. No.
No, you don't have a weather rap this week.
I like had one on like this other guy's show. It was the Jason Marshall show. Like Frankie always mentions, he always looks forward to having me, but I didn't have one ready for tonight. I actually forgot there was a show until like 9:55. So then I was about like PM, obviously my time. But then I have just came to my head somehow, and I was like, oh well, should I maybe hop on? I haven't maybe been on in like a week or like a month. It's been like that, like. Along with the last time I actually been on the show was before the playoffs even started, right?
Oh.
So that was like, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, Frankie? Are you talking?
I like to introduce one of my fans.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Welcome to the Meteorological Radio Report.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, same here. Take care.
That's a special guest.
Special Joey, guest, Hannah.
You were talking like Santa Claus for a second. You were like, oh, hey, what's your name? And you were talking like Santa Claus for a second.
Santa Claus. You know, so congratulations on your new license, Gabriel. Everybody in Southern Ontario, be sure to stay off the sidewalks because Gabriel's driving a car now. Here's a pro tip for you, Gabriel.
Nail the ditches.
She was a guest character on your show.
So when we get when Gabriel gets his first car, here's a pro tip for you. Those on your tire, there's this little nub that sticks out on your tire. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So what you want to do is protect your privacy by cutting the antenna off that the government puts on your tires.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
They're listening in on everything you do and spraying you with 5G.
Yeah, you don't need that in your car. Just cut those nubs off your tires and the government will not be able to track you. How does everybody in the world find you on the interweb?
My Twitter is at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDowell. My Facebook public figure page is Frankie McDowell with a blue check mark. My Instagram is Frankie MacD 1984. My TikTok is FrankieDell 1984. My clappers. FrankieDell 1984. My Twitch is FrankieDell 1984. And my LinkedIn's Frankie McDonald's. My Snapchat is FrankieMacDon. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves. And if Frankie Merch Store is FrankieStore.ca.
And you've been listening to the Comediological Report. I'm Joey Only, your host here, filming and recording in Wells, British Columbia, up here in the Caribou Mountains. You're hearing us in Prince George on Seifer.ca, Seifer Radio, that's 88.7 FM. You're hearing us at CKUW in Winnipeg, CKUW.ca, 95.9 FM, all that good stuff. Please tune in next week again. We'll have all your world weather updates, all your headlines, all your bizarre, wacky headlines, and some stuff that may or may not be true, some stuff that may be more silly than true, some stuff that maybe you might not want to take too seriously. Yeah, we're trying to pad our difficult and suffering experience with the weather and living in the elements of Canada by way of comedy.
Come on, frog rain. We got a Sharktano. I want some frog rain. Anyone else? Frog rain? Am I the only one on this?
You may have to settle for a Frogcano.
You know what? I'd be good with that too. Frogs are awesome. I want to see some frogs raining down from the sky. I don't want the main.
But if it's a Frogcano, they won't rain down from the sky. They'll erupt out of the volcano.
Well, the thing is, frogs, I don't believe they can tell when the temperature... Are they like lobsters if you just keep turning the temperature up?
Well, some frogs can survive boiling water as long as the temperature is raised gradually. If you drop that frog into boiling water, you're just going to murder it. But if it's raised like 1 degree at a time over whatever the time frame is, then at that rate, they can adapt and they can... I mean, they're not comfortable. They're not thriving. It sucks, well, but they won't die.
If they can adapt to a volcano turning up the temperature, maybe they can adapt to explosions too. That's a really nice frog you got there, Imogen. Thanks for coming on the show this week. Good luck to you in the contest this week. And good luck to Calgary Flames fans. Good luck to Brooks Bennett's hockey team. Good luck to me. Good luck to the country. Good luck to Santa. Good luck to Jesus. Good luck to all the children too. Good luck to me. Good luck to you. And, well, bye now.
He might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.